Good morning. It's 8:07 a.m. on February the 27th, Thursday morning. I see on my list that the last day I was here was the 24th, so it's 25, 26. It's the third day. So Tuesday, the school called, and 17 minutes, not bad. And we had to go take our daughter to the emergency room. And after 14 hours in the emergency room, we were notified that she was going to be transferred to a specialized hospital in Denver. And after we waved goodbye, we had to go home and wait for the hospital to call us, let us know what was going on. They did give us a number, and when the hospital didn't call us, we called them. And we went down to visit her last night. So today we go back to the doctors and talk to the doctors today, this afternoon, and find out what the prognosis is and how long she's going to have to stay there. So yeah, it's been a rough couple of days, and my guess is it's not going to get a whole lot easier over the next week or so. I'm purposefully being somewhat coy about the condition. That's she's in the hospital. And that's all I'm going to share at the moment. So my editing schedule got thrown into something of a tizzy. I lost almost all of Thursday and a large portion of yesterday as well. And I suspect I'm going to lose most of today, although with any luck at all, I should get the last 12 pages of OwnerShare edited before the day's over. Good morning. And I have one continuity error that needs to be addressed. I need to make one more scan through for items that have been color-coded. For attention. And then I can start encoding it for ebook. A process that does not take terribly long. I might even get that done tonight, I don't know. It's chilly this morning. It's 30 degrees. Feels quite cold. It's a lovely day though. It's puffy clouds. It's quite a cloud bank off to the west over the mountains. And yeah, it does seem like it's... I just can't seem to catch a break. Which is totally not true. I've been very lucky and very blessed. And I just need to try to focus on the positive sides and keep in mind that in a month or so, things should get back to boring. Thunderbird sounds worse than my Ford. So I haven't really been catching up. I haven't really been staying up with anything for the last couple of days. I feel like I've been kind of under a rock, which I have. So, you know, I don't know what's been happening. I don't have any idea what's going on in the wider world. I have to get home. I have to get some breakfast, and then I have to go to the grocery store, pick up some stuff, and then in a couple hours, we have to go back down to Denver to meet with the doctors. I'm walking and not talking. It's in large part because most of what I'm thinking about I can't really talk about. But getting out, getting a little exercise is certainly helping. I'm still rather stressed, quite anxious. Rather scared and angry, but it's to be expected. Good morning. Good morning. So we do it one day at a time, just like every other day. Multiple. Trying to get things. not managed, because you don't... I'm so far from managing anything right at the moment, it's ridiculous. Endured, perhaps, is the right phrase, the right word. So yeah, I can expect my work schedule to be, at least during the day, to be pretty much shot for the next 8-10 weeks probably. But I think perhaps shifting to a nighttime work schedule where I work in the evening into the night and early morning, get a nap before I have to take the kid to school, come back and get a little more sleep during the day, probably work out pretty well. I'm not sure what that's going to do to other stuff. We don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So just trying to take it one day at a time, trying to anticipate is probably not the best use of brain power. I have spring break coming up, so the kid will be out of school first week in April. I want to get owner share out so I can go back to the booth and get recording. There's still a full share that needs to be, I got to finish marking that up, but I suspect that over the next few weeks I'll have a lot of waiting time, so I'll be able to work on that when I'm out of the house and unable to do anything else. It's a much cleaner book, I've said that before, and it's pretty good. Looking at it compared to having to go through half share, having to go through quarter share, those are a lot rattier than I thought they were. Half share, full share is a little bit better. Well, I should be getting South Coast back soon. That's been hanging for a couple of weeks now. I haven't heard anything from my second cousin. Hope she hasn't forgotten it. I hope what she's doing is just going through and continuing to mark up the way that she's been doing, because she's doing a great job. The chapters that I've reviewed have looked spectacular. So I'm very pleased. There's a young woman who can expect to get a lot more work. Paid work, even. I'll pay her. And I'll recommend her to others. She can get the timeline thing down. She can get the schedule thing. She's got a day job, so she's trying to work around the day job. So that's kind of an issue. And one I understand, so, you know, I can be patient. I do have to get a book written before the end of April, because I need to lock in an edit date with Karen Conlon, so I have a book in the queue for her. That'll give me... I'd like to have two by the end of April. I don't have any idea how that's even possible. But if I can get some of this, I can get this production work off. I keep saying it over and over again. If. When I get this production work off my plate, then writing new stuff will be much more linear. The process will be much cleaner. I won't be shifting between books and having to shift gear between books and having to, okay, where am I with this one and where am I with that one? It'll be a little awkward because I'll be writing one and then sending it off to the editor, and then getting one back from the editor and editing and producing the edited version in ebook, audio, and paper. And then the next book gets going. But I can do the ebook while first, and then generate the paper and get the paper shipped in while I'm recording. Get the recording together, get the recording out while on paper. Then I won't be able to record all the time, so I can work with audio and paper production simultaneously. And I'm hoping that, you know, recording, still have to finish recording Zyferia's Call, and I can do that while I'm finishing up the paperback versions of Full Share and then Double Share. And Captain Share has never seen print, so that'll be exciting to see how 140,000 words, almost 150,000 words, lays on the page. And then trying to put 198,000 words on a page is going to be an amusing challenge. And then 17 and a half minutes on the back. Close enough. I'll take it. But that also means that I am approaching the back gate, and I can get some coffee, some more coffee and some breakfast, and get this posted before I have to start my next round of errands. So on that note, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.